The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Every day I get more amazed at how silly society's gotten. Every single day. By the way, this news just came down. It's official.
Breaking news?
Yes.
All right.
Your MasterCard is no longer a thing. It is now to be called the Equality Card, as the word master is too divisive in society.
I was wondering when that was going to change. I was a big fan of
that. Well, then the Masters is gone.
It's got to be.
Mastercraft
Unless
boats.
It's referring to mastering a game.
Mm-mm. I'm a master.
Master's champion.
Evidently. The troubling phrase master was the name of MasterCard, leading people to think of the checkered past when slave owners expected to be called master. If you've
That's
ever
exactly what I
look,
thought.
We can all band together on the idea that credit cards are our masters. We should name them Massa.
Yeah.
It should be MasterCard because you are definitely a slave to it, and it should make you uncomfortable, your credit card. The Equality Card is the biggest lie in the history of credit cards. There's nothing equal about you and your credit card company. They are definitely in charge. They are definitely in the big house, and you are the slave. Let's not change it to Equality Card and make ourselves feel better about our card being on our team. It's not.
My buddy John Masters is going to have to change his
last
name.
He's finished. Masters and Johnson.
Yep.
Was it Master and Master? What's the other thing? You can't say Master anymore.
Mastercraft Boats.
That's what I said. Yeah, Mastercraft Boats. They compare it to changing Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, Land O'Lakes Butter, all gone because of racial stereotypes now.
Master Locks.
MasterCard. I got to be honest, until just now, I've never once thought of MasterCard as a slave owner. And I should have, because they have oppressed me for years, the credit card companies. Every one of us has like a credit card company that could get you in trouble. They are the oppressor.
That's funny because I just went for a MasterCard. I'm wondering if I'll get the new card or
the equality card. It will always promote the equality of cardholders of all races.
Unbelievable.
They've never cared about what color you are. The only thing that matters to them is green.
Oh, yeah.
And pretending like they're our best friends is hilarious. So that's now gone. MasterCard is no longer a thing. We can't handle it, Brady. As a society, MasterCard reminded too many people of glory.
What about these things on, like you see it on social media, on Instagram or pod? They're master's classes.
A master class in acting?
Acting and cooking and all that.
Word master has to go. It says, honestly, in modern times, there's no place in America for a term like master, says Ajapal Ajay Singh Banga. I wish I was making that up. Equality Card's chief executive. He's the CEO of
that needs to change.
MasterCard. Why?
Chief.
That's good, but Brady make a strong point. His own job title has some sort of a slur in it.
Get out.
My God, we're going to be spending
Can't
so much time
changing. Can't believe he's calling himself.
How in the world? Yes, and you're an Indian.
Yeah.
But not like our Indian, their Indian. And you call yourself chief. You insensitive prick, Ajapal Ajay Singh Banga. Chief executive. Brady's right. Me have big wampum on plastic. Yeah, that's right, Chief. I said it. He said, this is not an image we want to evoke when consumers engage in financial transactions. That might place them in massive debt to us. They want to be your friend while you're in massive
they
debt
want
to them.
The massive
debt. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he wants to have his arm around you and say, hey, it's okay. You're in massive debt with a friend. Equality Card will always promote the equality of cardholders of all races.
if you'd ever, I mean, pull up the stats on what they write off a year.
Well, they're basically saying billions. That the image they don't want to evoke is consumers engaging in financial transactions that might place them in massive debt to the company through late fees and interest charges. They're blaming the name MasterCard for why some people can't control themselves using it. Because it's their master.
Wait until they find out the equality.
Well, the equality card is going to be very similar in the ways that it treated you.
Nothing will yeah. change.
You know what you could have done back in the slave days is had the slave owner come out and go, all right, everybody gather around. I don't like being called master anymore. I am now your equality supervisor. It's going to be exactly the same except for you don't call me master anymore. I'm still going to beat the hell out of you and nobody gets paid.
Look, Cracker changing his name on me.
What are we supposed to call you now, boss? No, not boss. My name's Jeffrey. You just call me Jeff, the equality master. I mean, equality guy.
You shall call me the equality chief.
Chief of equality. Now, back to work or I'll whip you. It's terrible. This is a top fiver for the silliest things of the woke world. MasterCard, because, you know, who wants to be a slave owner? MasterCard doesn't. They're equality card. Well, if you want to be equality card, let's get rid of that percentage.
Wonder how
make
long
the purchase
have,
0%. Yeah. Then it's equal from Dude, what I purchased and what
yeah,
I got.
Just give away like free school. Just give away whatever you want. It don't matter. It's equality.
The fair card.
It's a great point. It's equality.
Right. Why should
exactly
I have to pay for
right.
it?
Make a good point, Brett.
Nothing equal about it.
Everything should be free in that case. It's all equal for everybody. You don't make a lot of money. I make a lot of money. It should be equal.
Right.
We shouldn't have to spend 100%. A penny on all this stuff. Just use my equality card. It just balances out to zero
Thanks,
all the time.
Buddy.
You're going to be saying, man, this equality card sucks. $3,800 in spending and I owe $4,000 now in the first minute. Now $4,200. Now $4,800. It's like, yeah, there's equality for you. Equality.
We can go
card.
Up in equal numbers.
American Express just changed their name, by the way, to Landmass at Your Own Time. They don't have any ties back to America, which is just this horrible history. American Express, I mean, what's the hurry? We all have anxiety. There's no reason for this.
The Exalted Cyclops card.
I want to start that company. The Master Clan card. You're in a group of good people. We want to scare you into knowing that this thing's going to destroy your life. Anyway. The equality card. Keep in mind, the credit card companies are on your side. That's why if you miss a payment, it goes up to 22% compounded interest. They want to help you. They want to be equals. The equality card is hilarious. I don't know what's going on.
How long? I guess you could keep your current card or they'll mail you the new one to get rid of the MasterCard. That's what I was.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if you could keep your original card to keep charging.
It's a great question. If you keep using the MasterCard, you're racist. You'll probably lose your record deal, Billie Eilish, if you keep using your MasterCard. By the way, Brent Crandall said, what about masturbation? Well, it's spelled differently. It's masturbation.
Yeah.
Master's degree?
What if they...
What else do we get? Master's of golf
has to go. What if they changed the UR at the end for the MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. If it's the equality card, I want the same limit as the guy with a $50,000 credit limit. I'm going to break news to you guys out there. When you get to a certain level, I don't have a limit.
No limit.
Go crazy. It's the equality card.
Nothing will go wrong.
Nothing can go wrong if you're a limitless equality expert. Yeah. You want equality? Don't put a limit on it. Let's see how equal we all are. And then 10 years from now, I was like, it wasn't fair. Nobody told me. Somebody has to pay my debt. Credit card racism, damn it.
You mean you always have money on your account, on your card?
Exactly. Michael Youngbick said, credit cards have always been the most racist industry. For decades, they've divided their customers into different status groups by the color of the card. Gold, black, silver. It's true. You have to be a certain color to be respected. But they never had a white card, did they?
That's true.
That would have been a tough one. Yeah, no master's degree.
Well, what's the top American Express card? Is that black or is that?
Well, they have their
titanium. Okay.
Yeah. Platinum's pretty good. Titanium is.
There's a black card too, though, isn't there?
Oh, there used to be. I think they got rid of the black card.
There was a MasterCard black card.
MasterCard had black. American Express had the black card too. Yeah. And then I was with my friend years ago when he was at a jewelry store. It was his client. And the people from American Express showed up, three of them, to invite him into the Titanium Club. And they had this box. It was beautiful. And they opened it up. And inside there was this card made of titanium.
Yeah.
And he spent millions a year on his card. And they invited him into this thing. And they gave him like a gift. And like, it was crazy. And we're standing there like, what's going on? It's like, he's getting a credit card right now. I sign up
presentation.
For these.
Like it's a I was just going to say.
Oh, it was
yeah.
a huge presentation. I go to spring training. I get a T-shirt for signing up. This guy got like a trip. Like they gave it. He hit a level that was just – and they gave him this brand new card that was actually made out of the material. No spending limit. Be careful. Be warned, equality card holders. And don't say master anymore because that's right out. I mean, what's next? If we can't say the word master to each other, the masters have to go.
In
the,
I would think
so. I guarantee you that has got to be a target. It's opening the eyes of people. If MasterCard felt the pressure from the chief executive, and he's got to feel that. If they felt that pressure, definitely the masters has to because their history is worse than racism itself.
Until, I mean, the money would have to be threatened to go away. In other words, like the TV money.
Well, if somebody's going to put the pressure,
I
can't see it not happening. I can't see the Masters not happening. Like the people are going to pressure that in a huge way. There's no way. If MasterCard folded because they're too afraid of that, ugh.
I don't know. Doesn't golf hold through with their, I mean, their big traditions and stuff like that?
They do.
They basically tell you to F off.
And they love racism.
Yeah.
Golf has always, held. They're the last ones to hang on to. Racism. Like they tried real hard. Like again, I go back to the Tiger Woods thing. They had a black guy dominating and they just dug up the course.
They might buy the MasterCard domain now.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
We're not gonna use it, so we'll take it.
We'll take that name.
Did you mention this already? What about master's degrees?
Yeah. Master's degrees is in the list.
Okay. Jesus.
You become a master.
So I get to tell Lisa that her master's degree is nothing.
Racist.
Tonight?
She's racist and
good.
Her equality degree now.
Yeah. Which is equal to everybody else who got a degree.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hoity-toity, classy Lisa with her extra special degree instead of her normal degree like everybody else got, except me. Yeah. Yeah, the Masters dug up their entire course when a black guy got too good. So that's the traditions they hang on to. They wouldn't touch the tradition like no other. Unless a black guy gets too good, then we're planting trees. They changed everything.
No longer the highest. We're going to call it the Cracker Jack card.
Bad whitey credit card. Because let's face it, that's who you're paying. Yeah, chief executive. Brady makes a good point. The word chief's got to go, too. Indians, get on board there.
Chief police.
Cleveland, not dots. Not the other ones. Not the ones that Columbus thought he was talking to.
And is it the Navy or the, one of the military arms doubles down. It's Master Chief.
Master at Arms, Master Sergeant.
Oh, man, you got, Chief Sergeant.
Then you got Gordon Ramsay with MasterChef, too. That's got to go.
There's a Southeast hotel called the Masters Inn. Out.
Does Webster just start deleting words now?
Yeah. Well, we do.
I mean, Webster makes it official, right?
I don't have a MasterCard. Do you guys have MasterCards?
I do.
You have one?
No.
Send it back.
I don't.
Richard, let me see it. Is it still the two circles? Maybe I do. No, I got a Visa.
On the front, no. On the back,
yeah,
yes.
There's their logo. And does it say MasterCard anywhere on there? Or have they been
MC
on
bottom role? Bottom corner?
Oh, does it does say MasterCard. You got to get rid of that.
Here's a question: Does Master P need to change his name? I mean, I don't know. Does he get
the pass?
Yeah.
It's a great question. Well, Arsenio Hall made this joke 30 years ago. Because he said, there's no black astronauts, not because they're not qualified. They just have trouble going, yes, NASA, no NASA. Well, how soon until NASA has to change because it's too close?
Here's my other one.
There's your master. You got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're the grand wizard of credit cards.
Rolling in debt, Brett.
Anyway, well, that's today's big news. So go smash your head into a wall thinking about what's coming next because God knows. But, yeah, I can't see the golf tournament continuing. There's just no way. They can't. They just can't. If MasterCard had to buckle, they're gonna, because nothing's been more racist than the Masters golf tournament at all. period. Larry, welcome to the show. Larry McFeely.
It's true.
What is it?
And then Metallica made their announcement this morning.
The Equality of Puppets.
The Equality of Puppets. Changing the name.
Equality! Equality! Equality of Puppets pulling no strings!
Somebody has to. We have to remake that. No, Equality of Puppets has to be redone. Equality of Puppets. It's perfect. Anyway, well, enjoy your day. We're going to play a game where somebody wins and most of you lose. And I'm sorry for that because I know how much you...
There will be one master?
Yes, there will
master
be a master.
Trivia.
We're going to play the master of all Suns trivia. We don't have any Suns stuff to give you. We had tickets last week because I bought them. The station's too cheap. But, yeah, so we'll give you something fun. Like
porta-subs.
Porta-subs.
That's what you're getting.
And the night. You'll get free porta-subs while you watch tonight's game, which, by the way, starts at 6. I thought it started at 7. It's a 6 o'clock start.
John, you'll have to dump your He-Man outro.
Masters of the Universe. Equalities of the Universe. What about Master of Ceremonies, MCs?
Star Wars nerds are going to be pissed, too, because these Jedi Masters.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it never
ends. Piss off the nerds.
It never ends.
John, I wish I had a MasterCard just so I could call and cancel a goddamn thing.
Well, that's up to you. A master cylinder on a car is also a slave cylinder on a car. You got both of those. They have to be equality cylinders, and they can't do any different jobs. I don't know what a master cylinder and a slave cylinder do, but now you got to equal them up. Right. So I don't think cars are going to run anymore. I think they're just pumping the exact same way. I don't think it matters.
John Brady and I are probably the only ones that remember this guy, but what about Grandmaster Flash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's dead anyway.
So he ended himself?
Yeah, he got equal way before.
The Furious Five might still be around.
The equal of the universe. I like that. Yeah, the master and slave cylinder. All the gearheads are firing in now. They're mad about this.
John, well, you've done shows.
Mm-hmm.
Has your production guy ever used slave cables?
I don't. Those are the workers. I don't talk to them. Why would I talk to the workers? Yes, probably. They're the slaves that are building the set. What am I hanging around while they put all the wires in?
Well, and lighting and stuff too. They have the master light, and then everything else goes into slave mode. Yeah, and it says it on there too.
That's fantastic. Usually, I'm in the green room sipping free drinks.
Man,
well, it's true, Brady, because I'm the star of that evening. What am I doing running wires?
Oh, I didn't even know that on the lighting thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
Of course you didn't. You're in there with me. You're usually sipping drinks with me.
They got free clamato.
Yeah, Brady, you have a Clamato. Everybody else is drinking.
I like the Clamato.
You're the one. Anyway, I don't know what the world's coming to, but
will it change movie characters, too? Like, will they edit? And I was thinking of, what was it, Mad Max had the Master Blaster? Equality Blaster!
Was he
will
a bad
change
guy,
it to his name?
He was a bad guy.
So if he's a bad guy, I think you can keep it. If you're trying to be a good guy. But again... just hilarious.
Does Stevie Wonder need to change that song?
Yeah, Master Blaster.
Did Stevie Wonder have a song called Master Blaster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great
Master
song.
Blaster jamming.
Yeah.
What's that sound like? Why don't I remember Master Blaster?
I think I got it.
Do you have it?
I think so.
Stevie Wonder has a Master Blaster
wait
song?
For the commercial to
like I started.
When?
Like 82, I think.
Songs the
80. Yeah, close.
But it just
here you go.
Okay. Was it a
it's like a record
kind of
song.
A yeah, a little bit.
Oh, then I'm going
to
hate
ahead.
It. Cancel this immediately. Ugh, it's awful. Just dreadful.
But it's Stevie. Can he use that?
I'm going to say no because it's reggae. Get it out. I can just see white people growing dreadlocks out and acting like they matter. Ugh. Yeah, cancel that one. That is racist. In some way, shape, or form, that song needs to go. I hate it. Reminds me of slavery. Master Blaster. Yuck. Stevie, how dare you? Anyway, well, there you go. We'll play a game here called Suns Master Trivia. Weren't you really like Trivial Pursuit Master, too, like when you win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, what I'm wondering. If it's used in that context, then is it okay? Because
it's never okay, Brady. It's never
okay. If you've mastered something.
John, please double check your sources and tell me that that was not an article from The Onion.
Nope. I wish it was.
I just got the same thing on Facebook. Somebody said it was from a satire website.
Oh, God, if that's it. Well, I'm seeing it on financialpost.com.
Is that a real? I don't even know if that's a real site or not.
MasterCard is rebranding itself now as a technology giant. Oh, boy. I hope it is. Boy, if this is all a waste, then thank God. But that's where we are, then, if this is fake. I got three just different emails.
Financial Post is very legit.
I don't know if it's going to be real or if they bought it, too. Hopefully it's fake. Oh, let's just hope that we just fell for a big joke. Because it's not on The Onion. I'd recognize that. I love The Onion. Equality Card would be hilarious, though. This one's on the Babylon Bee. Is that a real thing?
Babylon Bee? That's an alternative site, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's a conservative site.
It does real news.
I mean, I'm looking at the news on
God, I hope it's
Yahoo
fake.
Financial for MasterCard, and it doesn't say anything.
Oh, thank God. All right, good. Maybe it is all fake. But
who cares? Let's do the game anyway.
Let's do it anyway. Let's get rid of it all. I was so annoyed by this. I got two emails in a row. It must have just broke somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But the Babylon Bee is a real thing, I think. Oh, that would be great if it just fooled us. Okay, good. Maybe the Babylon Bee does suck. Supreme Court to be moved to 41,000-seat baseball stadium to fit all the justices Biden wants. Okay, maybe it is fake. Oh, thank God. So the financial place that sent it also got fooled. Okay, good. Oh, thank God.
It does say on Business Insider that MasterCard's new logo drops the name, just keeping the circles.
It'll probably just be MC now.
Okay, thank God. But it's not the Equality Card. Whew. We can all rest easy, but we live in a world where we have to worry about this stuff. And the Masters still does have to go because it's in the South and they hate black people. So they should probably be the
Which
first.
Means it won't go.
Yeah, probably they're hanging on to it. Oh, 10 minutes of worry. Master of Puppets is still safe.
Does appear that they are coming out with a pride card.
Ew.
The LGBTQ community.
Can you only buy gay stuff with that?
I don't know.
It's like boy butter and... That's it. It's just you get 15% off boy butter.
I can see the Alt-AZ endorsements going crazy right now.
The rainbow card? Forget about it.
You can buy and inquire about stuff.
Oh, my stomach dropped when I saw the story. I checked. I saw the Financial Insider, and I'm like, this can't be real. Hopefully, it is fake. Well, good. Oh, that's nice. Oh, anyway, Master of Suns trivia is coming up in just moments. That's gold. We're going to do just Suns trivia for tonight. Get you a little amped up for that. That's coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.